And it is better to be the one passing by natural characters rather than getting stuck trying to define ourselves as one. And the issue always remains to be able to contextualize the object of our love without becoming the subject of hate. And in the end, modern man is only able to choose the establishment in which he or she will be imprisoned. And everyone's noble dream is always outside his window, given that at first he can afford a house with a garden. And terror is always the result of an establishment keeping alive certain ideologies and applying them to a different time and space. And at the source of much human litigation is the fact that once natural resources are processed, they can no longer regenerate and accommodate everyone. And especially when it comes to leadership, it is most important that one keeps on acting according to one's own nature rather than on account of its social credibility. And what really hinders human regeneration is not the amount of natural work one can be very willing to comply with, but rather the artificial bureaucracy around it. And nothing is more dreadful than a total compliance to a social ideology that is most untouchable yet with a much relative foundation. And the socialist ideology has reached such an extreme that he only wants to deal with extreme cases in order to demonstrate its concepts. And the main human skill is to create new problems out of social paranoia. And the more we get used to variety, the more we will accept superficial change without any spiritual transformation. And rather than relying on popularity that can change overnight, we ought to rely on a slow emergence rooted at the base. And ultimately, we are always best at what our ancestors, according to their nature, were best at. And the new critic criticizes who criticize, and yet he or she can also be criticized in the same manner. And during any form of imperialistic governance, there is only one form of intellectualism, and that is that of the exile. And the only truth is that with all the scientific truths, we ought to act post-scientifically. And in front of all the most populistic accusations, we ought to stand upright with our prophecies. And the artificial appearances that we put up to fill a void of character as any mask looks ridiculous from behind. And one comes to the realization that we shouldn't struggle to heal a sick society, but at some point we should just accompany it to its death. And the only authority we ought to listen to is our own nature, despising all other authorities, especially those that bring us away from it. And the bigger is the machine taking care of society, the smaller we ought to become in order to suit it. And the quantification is making much assessing possible for a very low end quality product. And it is now in the power of elder classes to now freeze the cyclical change of seasons. And with the blink of an eye, both our nature as well as Mother Nature can nullify the slow work of time. And what is left in our power is not to be in the power of others, even at the expense of our own life. And only by devising our own habits we are able to break with the socially inherited habits making us do things for the sake of doing them. And in order to keep spiritually healthy, we also need to keep away from those who do not have the time to do so. And having to start everything anew, all we learn is to have less expectations. As it is enriching to think differently, we shall not have common objectives. While social rules guarantee the survival of a society, if rigidly applied, they guarantee the death of human life. And ironically, we can only gain unique insights by exposing ourselves outside the comfortable idea that nothing is authentically original. And hastened resolutions may be only the results of our inability to not know in our future. And we ought to develop a fantasy world big enough to rescue us from the dark abyss generated all around us. A modern man hasn't realized that it is the rigid social game to make us rigid in our play, by quite not the contrary. And as social paranoia is shaping our own freedom, we have to learn to shape it according to our own nature. And as we won't be listened to unless we grow within an establishment, the alternative is to build our own. And while it is very easy to pick sides, it is very difficult to maintain a moderation in between them. And political correctness at last is only correct for those who seek to improve their social profile. And in the imperialistic strive, what we come to lose is the cuteness of a small and well-curated individuality. And increasingly our independence is turning into the life of a rat sealed within a most modern dwelling. And it is quite straightforward that if we deal truly with spirituality, we won't have the resources in the long run to be any worldly. And by having a solid base, we can get tempted by complexity to then enforce our simplicity. And new forms of enslavement starts in the promise of a new form of freedom under an increasingly more governmental framework. And the vendetta for those who have complied with society is always reserved for those who have found creative ways not to comply with it. And the reason for our unsettlement is our linkage to an ever-transforming network of power relationships. And being incapable of the pretentiousness society wants from us is just a sign of our natural honesty. And fulfilling our natural duties, we already experience moments of imprisonment that make us reflect on an otherwise too free conduct. And our most powerful human tool cutting through anything is our spiritual determination. And it is not about tolerating or not, but about setting criteria for what we find worth to invest our time with. And the higher is the resolution of our technical mirror, the more defects we'll be able to unfortunately identify. Ultimately, we should go for a precarious yet organic life rather than a fully protected yet inorganic social life. And in all our social displaying, we come to tattoo beliefs that are just a form of fanaticism. And if there is anything we should favor, we should favor anything that goes against any sort of monopoly. And by disinhibiting abuses, social rights also disinhibit the human's natural tendency of taking care of others and themselves. And facing conformism, the only strategy at last is to break it or leave it. And truly, we should have no pity for those who have cemented or are preserving the cementification of the social establishment. And we can build the most giant structures, and yet others only take notice of them if we apply fat meat on it. And we get most surprised when others can be much meaner than we can be to them. And if we really have to display a logo, let's design one to signify the death of all other logos.